A survey of disk thickness and viscosity in circumbinary accretion, binary evolution, variability, and disk morphology, by Alexander J. Dittman et al. Much of the parameter space relevant to the evolution of astrophysical circumbinary accretion disks remains unexplored. We have carried out a suite of circumbinary disk simulations surveying both disk thickness and kinematic viscosity, using both constant nu and constant alpha prescriptions. We focus primarily on disk aspect ratios between 0.1 and 0.033, and on viscosities between nu equals 0.0005 and nu equals 0.008 in units of binary semi-major axis and orbital frequency, and specialized to circular equal mass binaries. Both factors strongly influence the evolution of the binary semi-major axis. At nu equals 0.0005, in spirals occur at aspect ratios is less than or equal to 0.059, while at nu equals 0.004 in spirals occur only at aspect ratios is less than or equal to 0.04. In spirals occur largely because of the increasingly strong negative torque on the binary by streams of material which lag the binary, with negligible contributions from resonant torques excited in the circumbinary disk. We find that reductions in accretion rate occur when simulations are initialized too far from the eventual quasi-steady state driven by interaction with the binary, rather than being intrinsically linked to the disk aspect ratio. We find not only that the cavity size increases as viscosity is decreased, but that thinner circumbinary disks become more eccentric. Our results suggest that supermassive black hole binaries should be driven, more rapidly than previous estimates, from separations to distances where gravitational waves drive their in spiral, potentially reducing the number of binaries observable by pulsar timing arrays. This was a survey of disk thickness and viscosity in circumbinary accretion, binary evolution, variability, and disk morphology, by Alexander J. Dittman et al.